Did you terrorize a babysitter? Or maybe you're a babysitter that got terrorized somehow. 312-946-4995. Courtney and Palatine, I know your parents watch the kids a lot. You have a couple kids. Do they ever terrorize them?
I feel like they can do no wrong in any of their eyes.
Gotcha. So. Well, I bring this up because I just came across this story with Margot Robbie and obviously the Barbie movie, biggest thing this weekend. But she used to terrorize and scare her babysitters away. She scared her babysitter away by faking her own death.
Oh my God.
So this poor 16-year-old babysitter would come into the kitchen and found her on the ground holding this knife from the kitchen with ketchup all over her. So she would terrorize these babysitters just so that they would never come back.
That's next level.
It is next level. She waited there for 45 minutes on the floor just so this girl would come find her.
Oh my God.
So let's do this. Can you remember terrorizing a babysitter in any way or doing something that you were just like, either you didn't like them or you just wanted to show them you were in charge in the house? Or maybe your kids do that too. 312-946-4995. How did you or somebody in your life terrorize a babysitter? Or maybe your babysitter that got terrorized. What happened? So let's start with Jessica in Lockport. Did you, who was it that terrorized a babysitter?
It was my brother and I.
Okay, what'd you do?
So it was a really gloomy summer day and my parents were at work and we convinced the babysitter that we were allowed to bring the kiddie pool in the living room and swim in the house. And my mom came home from work and she was immediately fired.
Oh no. Well, you know what? She earned that. Like, that's obviously not a thing mom would let you do, right?
Right. It's something we still always talk and laugh about.
Yeah. This is, we have an indoor pool. You didn't know?
Right.
Yo, we're rich like that. Got it. Awesome. Thank you so much for calling. Grace in Lincoln Park, who terrorized a babysitter?
One of my best friends brought her babysitter a dead rat.
Oh, no. Wait, did she kill the rat or she just found it and decided the babysitter would like...
I think she just found it.
Oh,
and...
you're not sure. You're not sure if your friend killed this rat. Okay.
No, she did not, but okay. She wrapped it up and... brought it to her like a present.
Awesome. Here, I brought you this disease. All right, Karen and Mattson, who terrorized a babysitter?
Well, actually, it was a terrorizing situation from the babysitter. She fell asleep on the floor, and we couldn't wake her up. And my sister, we were probably 5, 6, 7 or 6, 7, and 8. And my older sister was screaming, she's dead. She's dead. What are we going to do?
This is like straight out of Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead.
Much, yeah. So my parents come home. They can't wake her up.
Was she okay? What happened?
Well, they had to come down to our house to wake her up. Like, there was, like, some secret way to wake this girl up.
What? Was this Snow White? What? Maybe she was faking her own death, too. She's like, I don't want to come back to this house anymore.